people. We've come a long way together, you and me. We may continue on our relationship, or fate may step in. So let's just enjoy what we have right now. Well, hello guys. I just want to talk one more time about the double standards in society that we see played out every day. If you're a male, it's usually all your fault, no matter what it is. If you're a femon, you're exonerated of all guilt just by being a femon. Now, I just want to touch on this Alex Baldwin thing. And first of all, I'd like to say, to me, it sounds like a very disastrous accident that came about because of the lax safety conditions on set and the unprofessional way people work there, including Alex Baldwin. Now, of course, he maintains he never pulled the trigger. And it's been proven beyond doubt that you'd have to pull the trigger for the gun to go off. So he may not have thought he pulled the trigger, but he must have done in some way or other. That's the first thing Alex Baldwin should admit, that he doesn't remember pulling the trigger, but he must have done for the gun to go off. But you'll notice they're keeping the armorer's name and that quite a way out of it. That's because she's a young femon. When the gun was handed to Alex Baldwin, it was the armorer's responsibility to make sure that gun was safe before it got into his hands. That's the armorer's job, and its only job. She seems to be obviously terrible at her job and very unprofessional. She obviously didn't take her job very seriously at all. But if any bullets were in the gun, they should have all been blanks in any case, and they would have just gone bang, and nobody would have got hurt. So to me, the armorer should take full responsibility, and Alex Baldwin as well, but at a lesser degree. I know people are saying that Alex Baldwin should check the gun himself as well. Now, I don't know if Alex Baldwin is a hunter or knows about guns. A lot of actors don't know about guns, but they've used them in their films and everything and still really don't understand about them. But they shouldn't have to. The gun should be safe by the time it gets to them. Now, if I remember correctly, many, many, many years ago, there was a program or a series on TV where these models, male and females, used to go around the world and do these photo shoots, but really they were sort of secret agents. And he was always showing with guns and using guns in the TV series. And yet, he didn't know anything about guns, really. And as a prank, he had a gun, a handgun, with blanks in it. And at a party, he put it to his head and pulled the trigger. The pressure of the shot shot a bolt of bone into his brain. And he was rushed to hospital, but later on died. And as you can see by the thumbnail, I found out which one that was. It was called Cover Up, a 1984 series. His name was John Eric Hexham, and he died at 26 years old. But anyway, let's change things around in the Alex Baldwin scenario. Let's make the camera person a male that got shot. Let's make the armorer the same age, but a male. And let's make Alex Baldwin a femon. And the same scenario plays out. What do you think would be the outcome now? I'm sure that the guilt would immediately go straight to the armorer. The camera guy would just be unlucky, and the femon, which is Alex Baldwin, would be a victim. Now, I'm not sure about this, but the prosecutors, I think both were femons that are charging Alex Baldwin. So let's see if they charge the armorer, which happens to be a femon, with the same force of the law. Like I say, to me, it's a tragic accident, and I believe that the film set laws and regulations should change because of it. What do you guys think out there, eh? Let's keep our special friendship going. See you guys.